Page 36. Measure number 24-248, City of Salem, referred to the people by the City Council. City of Salem Streets and Bridges General Obligation Bond Authorization. Question: shall the city be authorized to issue $99,800,000 in general obligation bonds for priority street and bridge improvements? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary: if approved, this measure would finance capital construction and capital improvements for streets and bridges and pay bond issuance costs. Specifically, this measure would provide funds to construct intersection and street improvements to relieve traffic congestion, improve traffic signals and coordination, rebuild and repave streets, rebuild bridges, improve streets with curbs, sidewalks, bicycle lanes, turn lanes, pedestrian crossings, neighborhood traffic calming measures, and other improvements. Construct safety improvements at railroad crossings. Purchase right-of-way for future streets. Provide motorist information systems. Purchase radar speed trailers and related equipment. Pay costs associated with issuing bonds. The bonds would mature in 15 years or less from issuance date and could be issued in one or more series. It is estimated that the proposed tax would result in a rate of 32 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value. For a home assessed at $200,000, the estimated annual property tax increase would be $64 per year. Explanatory statement. If approved, this measure would permit city to sell up to $99,800,000 in general obligation bonds to pay for the following transportation improvements: widen Kubler Boulevard Southeast from Commercial Street Southeast through the intersection at Lone Oak Road Southeast with additional travel lanes, turn lanes, and other improvements to rehabilitate and repave Kubler Boulevard Southeast from 36th Avenue to Turner Road, widen intersection of Glen Creek Road Northwest at Wallace Road Northwest with additional turn lanes and improvements, widen intersection of Market Street Northeast at Lancaster Drive Northeast with additional turn lanes and improvements, replace and upgrade traffic signal at intersection of 17th and D Streets Northeast, upgrade traffic signal system and Regional Traffic Control Center with advanced communications, motorist information systems, and traffic monitoring capabilities. Purchase street right-of-way for future Willamette River Bridge and Marine Drive Northwest and associated street and ramp connections. Replace Fairway Avenue Southeast Bridge over Battle Creek. Rehabilitate or replace Commercial Street Southeast Bridge over Pringle Creek. Rehabilitate and repave Commercial Street Northeast and Southeast, Marion Street to 12th Street, Silverton Road Northeast, Williams Avenue to Beacon Street, Ptarmigan Street Northwest, Doakes Ferry Road to Satara Avenue, 17th Street Northeast and Southeast, Silverton Road to Oak Street, Liberty Street Northeast and Southeast, Marion Street to Ferry Street, Broadway Street Northeast, Pine Street to Shangri-La Avenue, Lancaster Drive Northeast, Glendale Avenue to Center Street, Lancaster Drive Southeast, Rickey Street to Highway 22, High Street Northeast, Liberty and Broadway Street to Court Street, State Street, Front Street Bypass to 12th Street, Court Street Northeast, Front Street Bypass to 12th Street, Church Street Northeast, State Street to Center Street. Provide new pavement, bicycle lanes, curbs, sidewalks, and other improvements to Hawthorne Hyacinth Avenues Northeast, Silverton Road to Portland Road, Eola Drive Northwest, Kingwood Drive to Goller Road, Skyline Road South, Liberty Road to Kubler Boulevard. Provide new pavement, turn lanes, bicycle lanes, curbs, sidewalks, and other improvements to Market Street Northeast and Swiegel Road Northeast. Realign Market Street and Swiegel Road to create a single intersection at 45th Avenue Northeast. Construct missing sidewalks and bicycle lanes to schools and parks. Install pedestrian crossings and neighborhood traffic calming measures. Install downtown area transit and pedestrian curb extensions. Purchase radar speed trailers. Construct railroad safety crossing improvements. Any remaining bond funds may be used for additional capital and transportation improvements or to pay bond debt as determined by the City Council. Each series of bonds would mature within 15 years of issuance. A yes vote on this measure is a vote to increase taxes. The estimated tax rate impact is 32 cents per $1,000 of assessed value in fiscal year 2009-2010. It is estimated that in fiscal year 2009-2010, a taxpayer owning property with an assessed value of $200,000 would pay an additional $64 in taxes per year. The estimated tax rate is based on the information available at the time this measure was filed. Submitted by Janet Taylor, Mayor, on the behalf of Salem City Council. No arguments opposed to this measure were filed. Page 37, an argument in favor of 24-248. Measure 24-248 addresses most immediate needs. As a state representative, I'm constantly involved in making decisions about the welfare of our state and our community. To make the best decisions, you need to listen to everyone involved, integrate their ideas, and come up with a plan that accomplishes your goals. It doesn't always happen this way, but it should. Fortunately, the City of Salem, the Salem Chamber, and everyone else involved with passing Measure 24-248 did it right. The city sought input from all areas and then took that input with help from others and came up with a prioritized list of what projects and issues needed to be addressed first. I'm sure it wasn't easy to keep that list manageable, but they did it. They also have support from very diverse groups, labor unions, businesses, neighborhood associations, government, and even environmentalists. Getting broad-based support for this measure tells me it's the right thing to do for our community. The city has a plan that, most importantly, improves the safety of our streets and bridges for pedestrians and vehicles alike. In addition, it also helps reduce traffic congestion, which will help keep goods and services moving. None of us can afford to waste time or gas these days, and this measure will help. The City of Salem has proven they are good stewards of taxpayer money. The last construction bond was passed 13 years ago and came in under budget and early. These funds will be placed in a dedicated fund for streets and bridges, so there's no chance of spending them on other projects. I'm impressed with the efforts the city and others have undertaken, and I believe that what they're asking for is reasonable and necessary. If you need more information, you can visit their website, like I have, at www.keepsalemmoving.com. I'm voting yes on Measure 24-248, and I hope you'll join me. State Representative Brian Clem. This information furnished by Brian Clem. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 37, another argument in favor. Measure 24-248 is important to Salem. We need to pass this measure to keep our citizens and roads safe. A yes vote will mean relieving traffic congestion, reconstructing our failing roads and bridges, and improving our overall public safety. The City of Salem understands there isn't enough money to do everything, so they held over 70 meetings, forums, and presentations to gather input from community members. After hearing from people, the city prioritized projects all across the city and came up with a comprehensive and strategic plan to address the most important issues. Those projects will improve public safety for vehicles and pedestrians, including around schools, relieve traffic congestion at the worst traffic choke points in Salem, and reconstruct failing roads and bridges that will cost more in the future if we continue to neglect them now. Measure 24-248 makes sense and has broad-based support from businesses, labor unions, environmentalists, government, and neighborhood associations. The city is proving to be efficient and effective with our tax dollars, as evidenced by the passage of the fire bond recently. New fire trucks have already come in on time and under budget, and new fire stations are being constructed at or below projected costs. Most of the money spent on these projects will stay here in our community to help create jobs, putting money back into our local economy. It's never easy to pay for necessary things, but if we don't pay for them now, they'll only get worse, costing more in the future. In fact, if we wait another 5 years to do these projects, the cost will be more than $20 million in today's dollars. For information, or to see a map of the projects in your neighborhood, please visit www.keepsalemmoving.com. We need safe roads, and we need to take care of them now. Please join us in voting yes for Measure 24-248 and Keep Salem Moving. Paid for by Help the Chamber Keep Salem Livable Committee. This information furnished by Jim Lewis, Help the Chamber Keep Salem Livable Community. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 38, another argument in favor. Your Salem Area Chamber of Commerce has extensively reviewed all local money measures appearing on the ballot and is backing Measure 24-248 as the number one priority for our community. Our city relies on a transportation system that moves commerce, employees, students, and family members without major delays or complications for the purpose of a strong local economy and high quality of life. Relieving congestion, repairing our streets and bridges, and improving safety for residents are the core functions of this bond package. An extensive public review process conducted by the City of Salem was successful in narrowing a $300 million street and bridge project needs list to $99.8 million. The positive impact of the public review process is reflected in the broad-based support this package has received from unions, independent business owners, and CEOs. The last city bond approved for capital construction projects for our streets and bridges was in 1995. After 13 years, it's time for our community to reinvest in our transportation infrastructure. Join the Salem Area Chamber of Commerce in representation of over 1,300 businesses and vote yes to Keep Salem Moving. If we do not invest in our streets and bridges now, it will cost us more in the future. As with many maintenance issues in life, whether it is a house or a car, the longer you wait to fix the problem, the more expensive it gets. Not only will this bond, one, ensure that we are maintaining what we have, two, relieve congestion, and three, improve safety, this bond will provide jobs for local citizens and businesses during a time when that economic stimulus is needed. The Salem Area Chamber of Commerce will hold the city accountable to make smart decisions with taxpayer dollars in fully leveraging our investment in Salem's streets and bridges. Join us and vote yes on 24-248 to Keep Salem Moving. Salem Chamber Boards of Directors. Paid for by Help the Chamber Keep Salem Livable Community. This information furnished by Mike McLaren, Help the Chamber Keep Salem Livable Committee. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's another argument in favor on page 38. August 25th, 2008. AFS CME Local 2067 endorsement for the 2008 voters pamphlets. We, the members of the AFS CME, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Local 2067, an affiliated of the AFL-CIO, Oregon, and Oregon AFS-CME Council 75, strongly urge you to vote in favor of Measure 24-248, the Salem Streets and Bridges Bond Measure. This bond measure, costing the average homeowner less than $7 a month, will help reduce congestion, improve traffic and pedestrian safety, and repair our local bridges. By investing in our transportation system, we provide opportunities for family wage jobs, and we protect the financial health of the city's general fund. Street and crosswalk improvements made possible by passing this bond will also enhance safer routes to school for our children. We, the city employees, with the responsibility for public safety and quality of life 24 hours a day in Salem, believe strongly that this is wise stewardship of our city. Please vote yes to keep Salem moving. Jack W. Tucker, President, AFS CME Local 2067, 3831 Fairview Industrial Drive, Suite 100, Salem, Oregon, 97302. This information furnished by Jack W. Tucker, AFS CME Local 2067. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 39, another argument in favor of 24-248. Safe streets and bridges are fundamental to a community's health and livability. To keep Salem moving, we need to reinvest in this basic backbone, make sure that we maintain the street system in good repair to stretch the life of the pavement, and make the most of your tax dollars. Salem continues to grow, and that has created congestion in some areas that also needs to be addressed. It has been 13 years since the last time the city asked for funding to make improvements to your streets, and all of those projects were built on time and under budget. They have faithfully paid off that debt, and your taxes have been coming down. If you vote yes on this bond, your city debt taxes will still be less than half of what they were 10 years ago, and nearly $100 million will be spent locally for the highest priority projects over the next 8 years. It means improvements to safety, congestion relief at some key intersections, and extensive repaving on major streets throughout the community, including almost all of downtown. It means local jobs, money invested right back into the community, and less time and gas wasted sitting in traffic. Please join me in voting yes for Salem and our future. Tim Gerling, Gerling Solutions Incorporated, former Public Works Director for Salem. This information furnished by Tim Gerling, Gerling Solutions Incorporated. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 39, the final argument in favor of 24-248. The mayor and councilors of the Salem City Council encourage you to vote yes on City of Salem Streets and Bridges GO Bond Measure 24-248 to keep Salem moving. Measure 24-248 will allow the City of Salem to relieve traffic congestion, reconstruct failing bridges and street pavement, and improve safety. Measure 24-248 has broad-based support from government, business, and numerous community groups. The citywide projects that can be accomplished by the passage of this measure have been prioritized and have been reviewed and supported throughout the community at several public forums. It has been 13 years since Salem voters last passed a bond measure to maintain our transportation infrastructure. Salem's Department of Works completed every one of the promised projects on time and under budget, and enabled the City of Salem to complete many more projects than initially promised. General obligation bonds are how the City of Salem funds major repairs and construction of our transportation infrastructure. It is now time to reinvest to ensure that our city's streets and bridges are safe and reliable for community residents and commerce. Vote yes on Measure 24-248 and keep Salem moving. Mayor Janet Taylor, City Councilors Chuck Bennett, Laura Tesler, Brad Nanke, T.J. Sullivan, Kate Tarter, Bruce Rogers, and Dan Clem. This information furnished by Brad A. Nanke. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.